This is Dr. Ali repeating his physical patient name, William W. I. L. L. I. A. M. F. Belvan, B. E. L. V. A. N. Date of birth 4/20/1970. Place, Wichita, Charles Village. Date of service 10/26/2023. His initial history and physical. Patient seen today by me at the nursing home and history and physical dictated. History of present illness. This is a 53-year-old male. He was admitted to Charles Trauma Hospital in September 2023 because of PULY trauma after struck by a scooter as a pedestrian with the loss of consciousness. Patient was unable to move right upper extremity, generalized upper extremity weakness, CT show fracture of the nasal bone, symptoms, scalp laceration, hematoma, fracture of C3, C5, C7, T3, T4, L1, and L3, transport C2 to thoracic 2 posterior spinal fusion, C2 to C7 laminectomy, and facetectomies, FACETECTOMIS, facetectomies. On September 26, 2023, and patient also status post 2 teeth extracted. Concern for central cord syndrome. Status post facial laceration repaired by the plastic surgery done. Patient was managed at Shark Trauma Center. After that, stabilization. Patient was sent to the Bayview Rehab Center with multiple problems, impaired mobility and activities of daily living, impaired. Patient also has a central cord syndrome, traumatic brain injury. Polytrauma with multiple fractures. As the patient problem has been listed as a history of cervical stenosis, hypertension, mass of pancreas, with all these medical problems, patient was managed. He has a incidental pancreatic mass identified on October 6th. GI consulted, CEA and CA19-9, lab negative. The four biopsy of the pancreas can be performed. We need post-appeal is resolved. There is finally the recommended outpatient follow-up GI workup for pancreatic mass. Opiate use and remission continued on Suboxone. Hypertension was managed. He has an asymptomatic bradycardia. He was kept in captopril and the recommended cardiology follow-up outpatient, chronic wrist fracture, hypokalemia, bowel action was advised. After stabilization and acute rehab, patient was subsequently sent to Future Care Charles Village. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chill. He's lying on the bed. No cough, no congestion, no fever, no chill. Past medical history, as I mentioned, trauma, motor vehicle accident, pedestrian stuck with the cervical stenosis, spinal cord injury, central cord syndrome, hypertension, ileus, history of pancreatic mass, outpatient workup was advised by them, traumatic brain injury, and substance abuse, history of chronic right wrist fracture, medications, upon discharge, Diclofenac 500 mg 2 tablet every 6 hours, baclofen, Tylenol should be PRN, PRN Tylenol, PRN, baclofen 10 mg 4 times a day. For muscle spasm, discoidal rectal expository, daily PRN if needed, buprenorphine / naloxone 4 mg twice a day for 7 days, captopril 12.5 mg every 8 hours, chlorhexidine oral swish and spit twice a day for 14 days, Polace 100 mg, 2 capsules daily, Lovinox 40 mg subcutaneous daily, gabapentin 300 mg, twice a day, lidocaine patch 4% daily for pain, melatonin 3 mg at night, naloxone spray into each nostril for drug overdose suspected, Miralax 17 mg daily, Sanofide 8.6 mg, 2 tablets, BID. It will be our system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, intestinal, GI, no mountain, no sore skeletal, pain and age, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake. Alert, oriented, M3. His blood pressure, 145 over 68, pulse 59, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Head, no hematoma, neck, cervical collar in place, eyes in a cataract, no ear and nasal discharge, lungs, clear, no vision, heart, estimate, stool, abdomen soft, non turned about from positive, extremity, no edema, no cough, and enough. Neuro patient is awake, alert, and time 3. Gait not tested, patient is lying in the bed, feeling weak, generalized weakness. Assessment, patient is admitted to substitute rehab for continuation of extensive physical therapy. Patient has a multiple injuries, carapost MVA. He has a fracture, nasal bone and septum, neck line, scalp laceration, neck line, fracture of C3, neck line, fracture C5, C7, T3, T4, L1, L3, status post, P2 to thoracic 2, posterior spinal fusion, neck line, status post, P2 to C7, laminectomy and facetectomy. Status post extraction of the two teeth. Patient also a concern for central card syndrome. He also says for facial laceration repair by plastic surgery, history of hypertension, history of pancreatic mass. Outpatient GI follow-up has been advised. History of asymptomatic bradycardia, history of chronic right wrist fracture. Plan of care will continue all external medications, follow-up lab electrolytes, PTOT, fall percussion, case plan discussed with the patient, and also discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.